Archconfraternity of St. Roch. The Scuola di San Rocco, like the other Venetian scuole, was founded mainly for devotional purposes with the institution of mutual assistance for the brothers and the development of the aim to protect and help the weaker and less well-off members of the population, especially during the great outbreaks of the plague. This illness, in fact, was one of the great scourges which periodically inflicted Venice. Important Venetian churches, such as the Redentore in 1576 and the Salute in 1631, were built to exorcise it, and two lazarettos were established on islands in the lagoon. In 1478, the Concilio dei Dieci had already officially recognized the confraternity's Mariagola dedicated to San Roque, which at that time was kept in the church of San Giuliano. In 1480, having grown, the confraternity moved to the church of the Grey Friars, the Frari, and 1485, the prestige it acquired for having obtained the body of San Roque suggested to the brothers that they build a church and a hall for meetings, the Scoletta. Very shortly afterwards, a painting by Giorgione showing Christ in pity belonging to the Scuola had become such an object of devotion among Venetians that it enriched the confraternity very quickly and made the plan for another, more prestigious building possible. This was to be built on a site in front of the Scoletta, and the work was started. Closed, like many other religious institutions, with the fall of the Venetian Republic on 17 October 1797, it was reopened in 1806 and is still active, though with specifically cultural aims. Its charitable activities continue, however, providing alms to the poor or to charitable organizations, offering both support and financial aid.